This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. A lot of the stuff we buy that shows up in the CPI comes through the port of Laredo in Texas. This year, it beat out other hubs in Los Angeles and Chicago for top U.S. port by trade value. But unlike those sprawling urban areas with major overpasses and eight-lane highways, Laredo, with less than 300,000 people, has more of a small-town feel. Now that Congress has approved billions in federal funding to boost U.S. infrastructure and strengthen North American supply chains, Laredo is lined up to get its share. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval has this postcard from the U.S.-Mexico border.
Semi-trucks coming from Mexico are lined up bumper to bumper across eight lanes as far as the eye can see over the Rio Grande River. The smell of diesel stings the nose. Alberto Flores runs the Port of Laredo for U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
We're right smack in the middle of peak, you know, crossing for both northbound and southbound.
We're at the World Trade Bridge, one of two commercial bridges in Laredo where 10,000 northbound trucks pass through a day, a number expected to grow as trade between the U.S. and Mexico increases.
You see the bridge is completely packed.
How many trucks would you say that is?
It's hard to say. A couple hundred for sure.
At this roaring heart of North American trade, goods like avocados and John Deere tractors are pumped through interstate highways to every state in the continental U.S. Roughly 40% of cargo is cars and car parts.
You know, wire harnesses, windshield, airbags, tires, complete vehicles, assembled vehicles.
Here, Flores shows me one recent infrastructure improvement in Laredo. Four new lanes from Nuevo Laredo to Laredo with expedited processing for approved commercial drivers.
You can see it takes on average between 30 to 45 seconds per truck to get processed. So they're moving a lot faster. Again, because they don't have to queue into the rest of the cargo.
From here, goods from Mexico hit major trucking arteries of the United States, including I-35. Mile one starts in Laredo.
So we are basically here. This is the intersection of FM 1472 and Highway 255. So this is what leads us to Columbia Bridge.
Jerry Maldonado is with Warren Transport, a trucking company that moves a lot of farm equipment from Mexico to the Midwest.
We're going to make a left here. And these are physically trucks coming right here. The ones driving up are coming out of Mexico.
On our way to Laredo's other bridge for commercial vehicles, Columbia Bridge, we use Mines Road, which cuts through open ranch land and massive industrial parks and often gets congested with dozens of 18-wheelers going from the bridge to a trucking terminal, like the one Maldonado runs. At his office, he tells me how even tiny improvements can go far.
It sounds a little weird when they added one lane. How much difference could it make? It probably cut the time by more than 50% of crossing that intersection.
Improving the port, local roads, the interstate, it's a constant topic of conversation among Laredo's business community, where trade and transportation make up a third of local jobs. AJ Krause develops land for industrial parks in Laredo.
You always need a new road. You always need upgrades to roads, traffic lights, rail infrastructure.
Although bets on Laredo infrastructure haven't always immediately panned out, the Columbia Bridge north of town was once a subject of a research paper called Understanding How to Avoid Building Bridges to Nowhere. For years, it was underused in part due to poor planning with Mexico. But that's changing. This is Flores from Customs and Border Protection again.
We are already pushing, like I said, between 26 and 2,800 trucks at Columbia, and with those numbers, I can only say we're at about 65 to 70% capacity at Columbia.
He says when a new Mexican highway opens in the next few months, it will more directly connect the Columbia Bridge with the Mexican industrial city of Monterrey.
Once that roadway opens, I believe that Columbia is going to explode.
A number of industries could benefit. One of them, EVs.
You got Monterrey, where they're building a multi-billion dollar manufacturing plant for Tesla. It's a straight shot. You got Monterey, Columbia, you have 255, which takes you directly to 35, and then you're off to Austin.
Whether headed to a 10 million square foot manufacturing floor in Austin or a distribution facility in Atlanta, it's infrastructure investment that allows the products coming through Laredo to get where they need to be quickly and safely. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.